ברוכים הבאים לפודקאסט של שפות שלי, בית ספר לאנגלית ושפות נוספות. אני אריאל, I'm happy to be back like always. כיף להיות כאן איתכם שוב. היום יש לנו פרק מגניב, it's called Journeys in English, Your Travel Companion. אנחנו פה נעבור היום על כמה שיותר משפטים, מצבים שונים שאתם תתקלו בהם בחול, בטיולים שלכם, כמובן, אוטוטו מתחיל הקיץ. ואתם כבר חופשים על החופשה הבאה שלכם, אז בואו ניתן לכם כמה כלים that you guys can use on your trip, בנסיעה שלכם, וכמובן להסתדר בכל מצב. יהיה כאן ממש כיף היום, so let's go. So hello and welcome to Journeys in English, your travel companion. This is the name of this podcast, where we're going to explore English language tips, tricks, and common phrases to make your travel smoother. I'm your host, Ariel, and today we'll be focusing on the different aspects of travel-related English. From booking a hotel to asking for directions, we'll help you navigate the English-speaking travel landscape with confidence. So our first stop is booking a hotel, הזמנה במלון. Now, this can be quite a task if English isn't your first language, but don't worry, we'll make sure you're well-equipped. When booking a hotel, we often interact with the receptionist. To start the conversation, you could say, I would like to book a room, please. You also need to specify the number of people and the duration of your stay. For example, I need a room for 2 adults and 1 child for 3 nights. Now let's get into some of the phrases between that might come in handy during this process. If you prefer a certain type of room, you could say, could I have a double room with a sea view, please? Or I'd prefer a single room if possible. What if you're arriving late? אם אתם מגיעים באיחור, קורה להרבה מאיתנו, you could say, I expect to arrive late in the evening. Could you arrange for a late check-in? Remember, politeness can go a long way when making requests. תמיד, אם אתם כמה שיותר נחמדים, אתם עושים בקשה, אז הרבה יותר קל שתתקבל עם, if you guys are polite, אם אתם נחמדים. Moving on, let's discuss how you could ask about amenities or services at the hotel. You could ask, do you offer breakfast or is there a gym in the hotel? And of course, discussing different rates and payment is crucial. You might ask, what's the rate per night, or do you require payment up front, or can I pay upon checkout? Next, we're going to move on to asking for directions. It's quite common to get lost when you're traveling in a new city. Knowing how to ask for directions is essential. היום יש לו את Google Maps ו-Waze, אבל אם אתם נתקלים בלי רשת, או אתם צריכים דרכים, directions, במקום שאין לכם אינטרנט, אז תמיד כדאי לשאול מישהו. To initiate a conversation, you could say, excuse me, could you help me please? I'm trying to find. Or if you're lost and need to find your way back to your hotel, you could say, could you tell me the way to the Grand Hotel? Or I'm lost. Can you show me where this place is on the map? יכול להיות שאתם צריכים עזרה גם לא רק בדרכים, זאת אומרת יש לכם אתם במוזיאון או משהו כזה ואתם רוצים לשאול שאלה. זה גם יכול לעזור מאוד. Here's another pro tip when asking for directions. Learning prepositions of place and direction can be really helpful. Phrases like go straight, turn left, turn right, at the end of the road, and next to the supermarket are commonly used when giving directions. When you're in a city, you're likely to be using public transport. תחבורה ציבורית. Phrases like where is the nearest bus stop or how do I get to the subway station can prove useful. Also, don't forget to ask about the frequency and timing of the transport. How often does the bus come, or when is the last train? A crucial part of the travel experience is trying to out local food at restaurants. Questions like, could you recommend a good local restaurant? Where can I find the best local cuisine? Can lead to some great dining experiences. And when you're at a restaurant, phrases like, I would like to order, could you suggest a vegetarian dish, or do you have a children's menu? Will certainly come in handy. Now let's talk about another scenario that is common for most travelers, and this is shopping. I mean, who doesn't like shopping, especially when you reach a new destination, you're definitely going to check out the shops. So whether it's buying souvenirs or essential items, knowing how to communicate effectively is key. Start by asking, where can you find a particular item? For example, could you tell me where I can find souvenirs, or where is the nearest supermarket? Once you're in the store, you might need assistance. In that case, you would say, can you help me find what I'm looking for? These are useful phrases. When it comes to asking about the price, you might say, how much does this cost? Kama ze ole? Or is this on sale? If you plan to haggle, haggle זה לעשות משא ומתן, you could use a phrase like, could you give me a better price? אם אתה יכול לתת לי מחיר יותר טוב. Shopping is also a good chance to practice numbers in English, להתאמן למספרים, which are often needed when discussing prices and quantities. עכשיו, let's shift a few gears and discuss another essential aspect of travel. This is visiting tourist attractions. כשאתם מגיעים לכל מיני אטרקציות לתיירים, this could be museums, מוזיאונים, parking, monuments, or historical sites. Useful phrases might be, what are the must-see places in the city? מה אני חייב לראות בעיר? Or could you suggest a less crowded time to visit the museum? אם אתה יכול להציע זמן שהמוזיאון לא יהיה כזה עמוס, אם אתם תוסעים לצרפת, יש את המוזיאון של הלוב, הוא עמוס כל הזמן, אבל כן, זה דברים שכדאי לברר מה השעות הפחות עומס, במיוחד מתעניינים בדברים כאלה. You would also need to ask about timings and entry fees, phrases like what are the opening hours and how much is the entry fee, or simple yet crucial when you are visiting these sort of attractions. It can help you get around and help you to find what you need to find in the quickest way possible. Additionally, for guided tours, you could ask, do you provide English speaking tours? אם הטיול הזה הוא יהיה מישהו דובר אנגלית? Or we can get an audio guide. Let's discuss now communication at the airport. אני יודע שאני קופץ מנושא לנושא, אבל ככה אנחנו נוכל לעבור על כמה שיותר נושאים ומצבים שונים. At the airport, it starts with checking in, and you might say, I'd like to check in for my flight, please, or could you help me with my self-check-in? Then comes security checks. If you have doubts, don't hesitate to ask for clarification. You could say, could you please explain the security procedure? At the airport, you may also need to ask for directions to your gate or services like restrooms, shirudim, and restaurants. Phrases like, could you direct me to gate 15 or where is the nearest restroom will prove helpful. There's so much more to travel than just getting from point A to point B. זה הרבה מעבר מלהגיע לנקודה א' לנקודה ב'. There are local customs and traditions to consider. When you're in a foreign land, it's important to respect the local customs and sometimes even participate. It's wise to ask about any cultural norms or traditions that you should be aware of. You might say, on any local customs I should know about or what is considered polite here. זה באמת מומלץ, במיוחד באסיה, מדינות ערב. יש הרבה תרבויות ודברים שונים שהם יכול להיות לא מוכרים לכם, אז חשוב מאוד לשאול את הדברים האלה, כמובן לפני שאתם מגיעים או כשאתם מגיעים למקום. Next up, let's talk about emergencies, מקרי חירום. While we hope you never need this, it's always good to be prepared. Knowing phrases like, could you call an ambulance please, or I need a doctor is crucial. Also learning to explain the issue. אתם צריכים להסביר את המצב. I've hurt my leg, or I feel sick, or, you know, this can save your life. We've talked about several scenarios until now. עברתי אתכם על כמה מצבים שונים. And we're going to keep on going. And the next one on the list is another very common one, which is transportation. Getting around the city involves not just public transport, but taxis, rental cars, even bicycles. יש כל מיני דרכים להתנייד היום, בין אם זה מונית, להשכיר רכב, אופניים, יש גם קורקינטים מסביב העולם. So I'm going to talk about some phrases here that can help you to navigate these. Let's start with taxi rides. You could say, I'd like to go to the city center, please. Or could you take me to this address? It's also essential to discuss the fare beforehand. That's a malu difnezi, especially in places where meat is uncommon. And madad kol shu deflin dod bedoch amonit, as tishlu kamuman merosh. You might ask how much would it cost approximately to go to the hotel, to go to the beach, and then get quoted up front before you actually begin your journey, begin your trip. If you're renting a car, you'll need some specific vocabulary. Phrases like, I'd like to rent a car, or what are your rates, or basics. You might also need to discuss terms like, do I need to return the car with a full tank? האם אני צריך להחזיר את האוטו, את הרכב, עם דלק מלא? What's your policy on additional drivers? Bicycles are a popular mode of transport in many cities. So if you're looking to rent one, try asking, where can I rent a bicycle? Or are there specific bicycle lanes in the city? Moving on, let's talk about local events. דברים שקורים בעיר, אירועים מקומיים. Joining local events can enrich your travel experience. You could ask, are there any local events happening this weekend? האם יש משהו, אירועים מקומיים מעניינים שקורים בסוף שבוע קרוב? or where can I buy tickets for the concert? Next up, let's talk about another topic that many, many of us love, and this is shopping, but this time shopping at local markets. Shvakim, Mekomim, בוא נגיד אם אתם בלונדון, if you ever visit London, you should go to Camden Town, and there's plenty of international global markets, especially in Thailand as well, which are amazing. Markets are a great place to practice your English as well and learn about the local culture. You might ask, when does the local market open or what is this market famous for? Bargaining can be common in markets. לעשות עוד פעם, לעשות משא ומתן, זה מאוד מאוד נפוץ במיוחד בשוק. So phrases like, is the price negotiable or that seems a bit expensive? Could you lower the price? This comes in handy. Handy זה אומר, זה יהיה מאוד מאוד שימושי, ידעו להגיד את זה. אוקיי, אז עברנו קצת על הבייסיקס של כשאנחנו מדברים במלון, הזמן במלון, שדה תעופה, מסעדות, דרכים, גם אם אתם עושים משא ומתן בכל מיני שווקים, אז עברנו כל מיני נושאים מעניינים. כמובן, אנחנו נעשה עוד פרקים לקראת הקיץ, שניכנס לנושאים הזה כמה שיותר לעומק. Go deep into the conversations, שיותר לכם יותר כלים. You guys can be ready in terms of what's happening, vocabulary that you need to know, and the phrases that you need to know along the way. Now, I just want to speak a little bit about Sefot Sheli, our language school. Sefot Sheli, we always take a unique approach, let's say, to language learning that's centered on you, the learner. We understand that each person's language journey is different, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. What makes us stand out is a one-on-one private courses, אחד על אחד, קורסים אחד על אחד, או קורסים זוגיים שהם פשוט מדהימים. Imagine having a professional native speaking teacher all to yourself, focusing solely on your progress, tailoring every lesson to your needs and goals. שמע מדהים, נכון? Whether you're a beginner or an advanced learner, whether you're learning English for travel or work or personal fulfillment, Sefot Sheli's expert teachers are ready to take your language skills to the next level. ודבר המדהים הוא שהם גם דוברי עברית, הם מבנים את השפה העברית לעומק, ואיך ישראלים חושבים, באיזה כלים אתם צריכים כדי להסתדר מהר, להבין את הבסיס ולהניע דיבור בצורה מאוד מהירה. And the best part with Sefot Sheli, you can learn at your own pace on your own schedule. It's all about making the language learning effective, enjoyable, and convenient for you. So if you've been thinking about boosting your English proficiency, עכשיו זה הזמן, now's the time. Go ahead and explore the world of opportunities. Check us out today, and remember, the world is so much bigger and brighter when you have the language skills to navigate with ease ולהתנייד ממש בכיף. טוב חברים, אז אנחנו בעצם סיימנו להיום. I had a good time, that was amazing. I hope you've picked up some useful phrases for your next travel adventures. Remember, language is the key to unlocking new experiences and building new connections, חוויות חדשות וממש קשרים חדשים, new connections. Don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone and practice English. Even if you make mistakes, that's okay. The important thing is to keep learning and keep improving. תמשיכו ללמוד, תמשיכו להשתפר כל הזמן. That's all for this episode of Journeys in English, your travel companion. I hope you find this session enriching and informative. We'll be back with more travel scenarios and useful English phrases in the next episode. Until then, happy travels and happy learning. אני איתי אריאל. תודה רבה לכם לצוות ההפקה שלנו כאן. תודה רבה לכם המאזינים שלנו. תמיד אנחנו מעריכים את זה. אתם גם תמיד מוזמנים ליצור איתנו קשר. אני אעבור על זה שוב, info@sefotsheli.co.il או במספר 053-550-1976. אנחנו מזמינים גם בוואטסאפ, תמיד נשמח לשמוע מכם על רעיונות לנושאים חדשים, אם אתם רוצים שאנחנו נדבר על נושא מסוים, אם אתם סתם רוצים להגיד שלום, או אם אתם רוצים להתעניין לגבי המסלולי למידה שלנו. אנחנו מלמדים 8 שפות, אז כמובן לא משנה איפה תהיו בעולם, אנחנו מלמדים את השפות העיקריות. Have yourself a wonderful day and a great week. See you guys again next week. Bye-bye.